District play is underway this week for the Commerce Tigers as they host the Van Alstine Panthers at Memorial Stadium. I'm Matt Minky, bringing you highlights from the contest. It was much ado about nothing for the opening 12 minutes of play. Despite plenty of back and forth, it was scoreless after the first quarter. Then in the second quarter, it wasn't until there was 4.5 minutes remaining until halftime when the Panthers finally delivered a strike which put them on the board after driving downfield from their own 36-yard line.
Second down and goal inside the one. I formation, two tight ends. Give it to Cole, and Cole scores standing up over the left side. Touchdown, Van Alstine.
A two-point conversion attempt was broken up by Commerce, and the score was Van Alstine 6, Commerce 0. That Van Alstine score acted as a little bit of a wake-up call for Commerce, as the Tigers ended up leaving a trail of dust downfield after they botched their own punt attempt a few plays later.
There's a high snap, and Wilson going to run for it. Buck Wilson coming to the near side, 40, 45, 50. Looks like he's got the first down. Oh my goodness.
The high snap turning out to be fortunate on that one.
Despite that great run, though, the Tigers were unable to get on the scoreboard on that drive. Commerce ended up with one more chance to post some points before halftime with just 25 seconds left in the first half.
First down at the Van Alstine 32-yard line, Commerce trailing 6-0. From the spread, Sam Wells back to throw in trouble, passing over the middle and picked off. A flag down on the play, however. It is Jared McMakin with the interception for Van Alstine, but a flag down in the secondary. Ineligible man downfield, Commerce, so the interception by Jared McMakin gives the ball back to Van Alstine.
The Panthers didn't quite have enough time to make another move before halftime, though. So at the half, Commerce 0, Van Alstine 6. Back into action during the third quarter. Van Alstine began the half with the ball for just a moment anyway.
Two tight ends, play action. Rob Santee, half roll, throwing down the near side, pass up for grabs, and it's intercepted by Buck Wilson for the Tigers, playing free safety at the 28-yard line. The interception by Buck Wilson, and that will be his third interception of the season.
And just a few short plays later,
Sam Wells, the quarterback in the shotgun, has Jackson, the running back, one step to his right. Here comes the rush as Wells back to throw over the middle. Got his man. That's Darian Hubbard to the 25, 15, 10. Touchdown, Commerce Tigers. Darian Hubbard wide open for the pass from Sam Wells, and this ball game is tied.
The extra point attempt was good. Commerce 7, Van Alstine 6 with 10.5 minutes left in the third. Later in the third quarter, the Tigers pounced again after a series of big runs.
I have this first down and goal just inside the 10-yard line for Commerce. Here is Robert Jackson cutting back, and it's a touchdown for the Commerce Tigers. Robert Jackson going left and then cutting back to the middle of the field, a 10-yard touchdown run.
Another extra point found its mark with 4:45 left in the third quarter. Commerce taking the lead 14 over Van Alstine's 6. Quite a different story here after the halftime break. Then the Panthers lost the ball to a stray Tiger paw on their next possession.
First out at the Commerce 42-yard line. Play action pass. Roll out. Santee to the near side. Passing and intercepted. Tigers with the interception. And this is Brand Kelly coming up with the pick for Commerce at the 31-yard line.
The culminating Tigers possession went into the fourth quarter when Commerce brought that new toy they'd just stolen all the way to the end zone.
Second and one for Commerce. Sam Wells takes the snap. Lots of pressure. Passing over the middle for Buck Wilson in stride. Touchdown, Tigers. Beautiful throw and catch from Sam Wells to Buck Wilson, and Commerce goes out on top 20-6.
At the point after, Commerce 21, Van Alstine 6 with 10:20 left in the game. Van Alstine really seemed to have lost their mojo in the waning minutes of this contest as Commerce continued to steamroll the Panthers in the second half.
And in motion, Brand Kelly takes the handoff. Kelly turns it upfield at the 5, at the goal line. Touchdown, Tigers.
They just couldn't get to him. He comes around the side. He's running. A lot of guys in the backfield. He dodges one and keeps heading to the outside. Cuts it up. Gets a good block there on the corner. They just couldn't get to him in time. He picks up another 6, Brent Kelly.
Another point after threaded the uprights. With 7 minutes left in the game, Commerce 28, Van Alstine 6. What happened to all that Van Alstine offense? Oh, right, here it is. They didn't waste any time in striking back, finally.
Here is Alex Cole breaking a big run for Van Alstine. That is a touchdown for the Van Alstine Panthers. And that is an 85-yard run by Alex Cole.
mercy.
The Panthers went for a two-point conversion and made it. The score was Commerce 28, Van Alstine 14. I feel like I'm repeating myself, but the Commerce defense apparently had some very sticky fingers, making yet another steal from the Panthers late in the fourth quarter.
Moving from right to left, out of the I formation, Santee. Play action, rolling out, passing, and it is intercepted for the Tigers. Third interception of the second half.
Heck, I think that's his third interception in three pass attempts, John Mark.
And it didn't take long for the Tigers to remind Van Alstine exactly whose house they were in.
Hand off, Jackson up the middle, bounces off a tackler, still on his feet inside the five, spinning at the goal line, touchdown.
Robert Jackson doing a great job tonight.
That left only 2 minutes in the game with a score of Commerce 35, Van Alstine 14. And that was it. The rest of the time cooked off the clock, and the Tigers secured a win. 35 to Van Alstine's 14. And the Tigers logged their first district win of the season. Next week, Sunnyvale travels to Commerce to take on the Tigers. We'll have that game live at 7:30, the kickoff. Our Big Friday Night Scoreboard program starts at about 6 right here on 88.9 KETR. We sure appreciate you making the Big Friday Night Scoreboard program a regular stop on your Friday night listening routine. And I've got to remind you that we are listener-supported radio. And you might think, you know, that doesn't apply to me. Well, the fact is, my friend, you're a listener of this radio station, and we can't do this without you. A contribution in any amount during our fall membership campaign is a vote for more of the programming that you love. You can let us know that we're doing the right thing with our high school football coverage here on Friday night. So go to our website, ketr.org, and click support this station. Give whatever you can. It really does make a difference, and the ball really is in your court. I'm sorry, I know that's the wrong sports analogy to use on you here during a football game, but please seriously consider that donation tonight. Always look to pick out a couple of my favorite moments of our call of the game during my Minky moment of the game, and once again, our own Kevin Jeffries did not disappoint tonight.
You see what happens when you don't listen to me. We've seen Jared McMakin making some... I didn't even know I was going to say that. Man, he weebles and he wobbles, but he won't go down. I would say it's like running into a brick wall, and it is if that brick wall is also running at you.
I'm Matt Minky saying thanks for listening to the highlights of tonight's Commerce Tigers versus Van Alstine Panthers game on your station, 88.9 KETR and KETR.org.